Coming together, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And that was the message of a letter that I received over the weekend. It came from a man in Tennessee who began by writing that he didn't vote for me, which is okay. So my hope, he wrote, is that we can make progress in light of personal and party principles, special interest groups, and years of business as usual. We've got to work together and put our differences aside. I couldn't say it better myself.
President Barack Obama this week in his opening press conference since his reelection to a second term and referencing a letter he received from a man in Tennessee.
What he said was, even though he didn't give me his vote, he's giving me his support to move this country forward. And he said the same to his Republican representatives in Washington. He said that he'll back each of us, regardless of party, as long as we work together to make life better for all of us. And he made it clear that if we don't make enough progress, he'll be back in touch.
And the president says he's hopeful that sense of togetherness can reappear in Washington. And he said visiting with folks facing tough times all across the country during the campaign reinvigorated his desire to try and help.
Yeah, you meet farmers who are helping each other during times of drought. And, you know, you meet businesses that kept their doors open during the recession, even though the owner didn't have to take a salary. And when you talk to these folks, you say to yourself, man, they deserve a better government than they've been getting.
Well, there's no doubt a lot of farmers are hoping to be in touch with their members of Congress during the lame duck session to address some tax reform issues, namely the death tax, and also getting a farm bill passed. The president also talked with reporters about comprehensive immigration reform that he hopes to see get done in the coming months. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.